Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. More than 900 survivors have now come forward alleging they suffered child sexual abuse at juvenile detention centers in Illinois. That's according to attorneys for the alleged victims who filed a new batch of complaints in court this week. At a press conference Wednesday, one survivor, Charles Graves, said he was sexually assaulted by three officers as a teenager.
The officers told me no one would believe me because I was an inmate.
In a statement, the Illinois Department of Juvenile Justice says it cannot comment on active litigation, but that it takes the safety of youth in custody seriously. Illinois' Democratic U.S. senators are blasting Republicans for passing a rescission bill that claws back roughly $9 billion approved by Congress for international aid and public media. Senator Tammy Duckworth posted a video on social media after the vote late last night.
They are hiding behind this rescission package. It is nothing about saving money for people. It is about Republicans continuing to take away services from Americans, services that are needed by everyone across the country, not just in blue states or red states.
In a statement, U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says the cuts will harm rural areas most, which rely on public broadcasting for emergency alerts. Meanwhile, Iowa's two Republican U.S. senators voted to pass the rescission bill. The legislation now heads back to the U.S. House for final approval. The state of Illinois is awarding a new ag tech incubator in Galesburg nearly $2 million to help cultivate early stage companies. WVIK's Brady Johnson has details.
Illinois' Tech Incubator Enhancement Grant Program is giving $1.8 million to the 518 Collective out of Carl Sandburg College to open a workspace in downtown Galesburg. The Ag Tech Incubator will focus on growing next-generation agricultural companies through workforce training, business development services, and network opportunities. The funding comes from a partnership with the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. A total of $7 million went to four grantees in Illinois. Brady Johnson, WVIK News.
Illinois Comptroller Susana Mendoza is not seeking re-election, but she's leaving the door open to running for mayor of Chicago in 2027. The Democrat has served three terms as the state's chief fiscal officer, paying the state's bills and managing a rainy day fund, among other things. She says it's been the hardest job she's had so far, but now she's considering her, quote, next biggest challenge.
I don't think any challenge is too big. Certainly, I'd love to see the city succeeding right now instead of failing. I would love that. And I have reached out on many occasions, not just to this administration in the city, but the prior one, offering help, and, you know, they don't take it.
Mendoza has not said if she'll run for Chicago mayor, but has been highly critical of incumbent Mayor Brandon Johnson. A representative from a group that advocates for women, infants, and children who get federal assistance says participants could lose their automatic eligibility for the WIC program under the president's new tax and spending plan. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu reports this could affect people who lose SNAP or Medicaid benefits under the bill.
Currently, families who receive SNAP, Medicaid, or monthly assistance from the government can be considered for WIC due to already meeting income requirements. Allison Hard is a public policy director at the National WIC Association. Speaking at the Iowa Hunger Summit, she called the change a difficult loss, but says the group is focused on securing full funding of WIC.
Participation in WIC is rising because of inflation, rising grocery costs, and the expiration of other federal supports, and we anticipate that will be even more so after the passage of reconciliation.
Hart said the group is also focused on providing remote services and protecting monthly produce stipends participants receive. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
And this is WVIK News.